I wasn't going to talk about Simanim on Rosh Hashanah, as was advertised, but I instead am going to talk about something that a few people asked me today about Bakashos on Rosh Hashanah, making personal requests. Is that appropriate? Is not appropriate? I think we've spoken about it in the past, but I just want to readdress it again. And most of the sugyas happens to be beautifully explained by Rabbi Daniel Kleiman in his Kovetz Halachos on the Yom Narayim. So I'm going to use a lot of his Mar Makomos, but I'm going to twist them in a different way, come to a different maskana, and add a lot more. So let's jump into the issue. Every person obviously comes to Rosh Hashanah with requests, concerns, things they want to daven for. That's the feeling that we generally talk about. And on the Yom HaDin, on these days, we feel closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We feel a time to supplicate and to daven, and therefore we want to ask for a good year. The question being, can we insert bakashos into the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah? Is that appropriate, or is it not appropriate? On Shabbos, we know we don't have personal requests. Right? On Shabbos, we don't ask for personal requests in our davening, because it's not in the spirit of the day. And even on Shabbos, we don't daven for a chol sheyesh lo sakana if the sakana is not a sakanas yom. A person is dealing with a terrible type of cancer, rachman al-tzlan. So you're allowed to daven for the person, but the cancer is not doing anything right now. The cancer is, you know, could be, months, years away. So still you're allowed to daven for such a thing on Shabbos? Not necessarily, because the sakana is not now. When we say chol sheyesh lo sakana, we mean that imminent danger of something happening right now. We're pretty strict when it comes to personal requests on Shabbos. The Prima Gadim writes in Siman Reish Sadi Gimel that the Isra of Shelas Tzrach, of asking for your personal requests, applies to Yantav as well. So, Shabbos and Yantav. The question you want to know is Rosh Hashanah. What do we say about Rosh Hashanah? On the one hand, Rosh Hashanah has Simcha Sayom. There's a mitzvah of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah, which is not for right now. On the other hand, it's the Yom HaDin. And as the Matzah Ephraim says, it's not even clear if we should say Ritzei B'menu Chaseinu on Rosh Hashanah Shechayos B'Shabbos. Because even Ritzei B'menu Chaseinu, you should be happy with our menucha, might even be too much of a personal request. That's how sensitive he is to that reality. So in order to really understand it, you have to understand crying on Rosh Hashanah. First, let's talk about crying on Rosh Hashanah. Then we'll talk about davening on Rosh Hashanah. There's a machlokas of poskim whether one is allowed to cry on Rosh Hashanah. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Reish Peches that it's usher to cry on Shabbos, right? Everything is learned out from Shabbos. Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah. The Matzei Ephraim writes in Siman Tav Kuf Pei Beis that based on the Be'er Heitev, and he cites the Arizal. He says as follows. Noagim levkos lehorid demos b'tfilas Rosh Hashanah. The minhag is to cry on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Af kishichal b'Shabbos, even if it's Shabbos. Umish ein b'chia, no felas Allah b'yimim eila. One who does not cry during these days, who horish ein nishmaso haguna l'shem, must be a sign that his neshama is not complete. V'yeish b'nei adam shenudunim b'Rosh Hashanah b'yom rishon. Some people are judged on the first day. Shehu din kasha, that's the hardest day of judgment. V'yeish ha-kadosh baruch hu merachem aleim b'dunim b'yom sheni. And some people are judged on the second day. V'adam shenofa alav b'chia rab, a person who cries, b'eilu hayam, during these days b'tilaso, hu hara shenidun ba'oso shalamala. It's a sign that when you're crying in Rosh Hashanah, that moment you're being judged in the Beis in Shamala, im b'yom beis, im b'yom aleph, whether the first day or the second day. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Kuf Chav Tes, v'tov yoser l'hispal be'ivarim ezekufim, you should be, you know, bent over, u'belev kafuf, and a heart, you know, a heart, bent heart, u'bedemos, and with tears. So, pass on the halacha, a person cries in Rosh Hashanah. Comes the Vilna Gaon side of the Maaser Rav, and he says, no, we know from the episode of Ezra and Nehemiah, that, and they told the people to not cry. It's Rosh Hashanah. They were giving them a musar, and the people started crying. They said, go home. It's Rosh Hashanah. You should be eating and drinking and having a good day. Meaning, we shouldn't cry in Rosh Hashanah. So the question is the Gra arguing with the Arizal? Is that what we're saying here? He's saying that Bedafka, you should cry. You should not cry. And the Arizal is saying that you should cry. So the Taz in Siman Reish Peches says that Rabbi Akiva cried on Shabbos. The Gemara says Rabbi Akiva cried over Shabbos. And he explains that if the crying comes from a natural place, then it's not a problem. The issue is if a person brings themselves to tears, they build themselves up emotionally, they get themselves all worked up to make it feel, now I'm crying on Rosh Hashanah, to get them in the mood, that's going to be the problem. Crying for the sake of crying. So the Kisvei Atzadik, Griz Misalan, says that Rechaim of Lashon felt that the Gra understood the concept to be the same as Rosh Hashanah. Natural crying, says the Vilna Gaon, is allowed. A person naturally bursts into tears in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur during the Eel. A person feels during Nisan HaTokef a sense of awe, and they cry, that's fine. But to go and now work oneself up to cry because Dafka Rosh Hashanah, says Rechaim Volozhin, that's what the Vilna Gaon did not allow. So we have here an machlokus perhaps about crying and a pshara, some sort of a compromise. Obviously, that compromise is not going to work. You can't say like, natural bakashas are okay, but if I work myself up for bakashas, it's not okay. So we have to understand what that means. Let's talk about bakashas on Shabbos, and then we'll tie the two sugyas together. The Gemara says in Shabbos Afkuf Adaf Yud Beis that when doing Bikur Cholam on Shabbos, you shouldn't daven for the Chola, and instead you should say Shabbos Hiluzok Urefua Krovalava, like we say in the Mishnah Berach. So this is just an important side point. We know from this Gemara, and the Gemara says in Nedarim, that if you do Bikur Cholam, you don't daven for the Chola, then you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Ishlei Musa. Many people don't know this. They go visit the person in the hospital. They go visit the friend who's home sick. Go give them flowers or whatever, and they leave. That's it. You didn't fulfill the mitzvah. You should open up a Tehillim, say a parak of Tehillim, either in front of the person or, you know, after you walk out of the person's house or the hospital, and daven for the person. That's the real mitzvah, to also daven there as well. The Ran says what it means is you're not allowed to daven for a chola. Why? Because if I daven for a chola, I'm going to be pained, and then I'm going to lead to cry on Shabbos. If the Ran is correct, then the question of bakashas and Rosh Hashanah may depend on the halach of crying in Rosh Hashanah. If you're allowed to cry in Rosh Hashanah, then I can make personal requests. That would seem to line up, right? But if it's usher to cry in Rosh Hashanah, then I should not be allowed to make personal requests because it's all about the requests leading to or not leading to crying. That would be the explanation of the Ran. However, that same Gemara in Shabbos says that there's an isser of v'davru davar. You can't speak certain things on Shabbos, they're not allowed. And Rashi says that means mecha chumemchar b'cheshbonus. You can't talk about business on Shabbos. That, we know, right? Nish Shabbos karet, right? You can't talk business on Shabbos. However, the Ran in Kuf Yud Gimel on Shabbos cites Yerushalmi that says you can't be marbe dibur on Shabbos, and it means not making personal requests. That's what it means. That's how they understand it. V'davru davar means not making personal requests. Making personal requests is a chol activity. It's not a Shabbos activity. This is the understanding of Ben Rishonim. Now, if that's the case, then even those who allow crying Rosh Hashanah will say you can't make personal requests. Why? Because it's a weekday activity. It has nothing to do with crying. It's just not becoming to the day to make personal requests. Now, let's mix the two together, and let's talk about bakashos on Rosh Hashanah. So the Rivash in Siman Tavkuf Yud Beis, this is cited by the Ramah in Tavkuf Peidal in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. The Rivash says that in Rosh Hashanah we say Avinu Malkeinu. Right, that's what the minhag comes from, to say Avinu Malkeinu Rosh Hashanah. What about when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? So the Rivash says it's a proper minhag to not say Avinu Malkeinu Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos because Sheilas Suracha V'Zaser on Shabbos. This is also cited by the Magen Avraham, citing the Ran. Apparently, what do we see from the Rivash? On a regular day of Rosh Hashanah, it's mutzer to do what? To ask for personal requests. Isn't that what Avinu Malkeinu is? It's all personal requests. Haraya, we can make personal requests in Rosh Hashanah. It's true, it's Lashon Rabbim, but it's good. We're going to get there. It's true, it's Lashon Rabbim, but it is a pretty personal thing. It's not just like Malchus, Shofar, Zechronos. We're asking for real things. Cholim and Gzeros and Parnas and things like that. So according to the Gra, you know, how do you say Avinu Malkeinu Rosh Hashanah, right? So Vilna Gaon's whole logic was you can't make personal requests because it's lead a person to be sad on Yontif. So how does the Gra allow Avinu Malkeinu on Rosh Hashanah? So the Rashba writes in Brachas Aflamadal, and he cites the Bahag, who says you shouldn't say Zachreinu L'chaim and V'kosu L'chaim Tovim in the first and the last Brachos. Why? Because you're not allowed to make Bakashos in the first and last Brachos of Shemoneh Esrei. This is a halacha many people are not always familiar with. You can make bakashos anywhere in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, but the first three brachos and the last three brachos are sacrosanct. They can't be touched. Sometimes people want to thank Hashem, and they'll insert a thank of Hashem in modim. Not allowed to do that. You have to put that in Shema Kaleinu, a kind of sword. The first three and the last three are considered off limits. They can't be touched. No personal bakashos in the first three and the last three brachos of Shemoneh Esrei. And the Torah cites Rav Haigona says you can recite these additions because it is Lashon Rabbim, and therefore makes it not a personal request. In addition, they say that the chasim of the bracha of Rosh Hashanah is different than any other yontif. The whole brachas of Rosh Hashanah are odd, right? Usually we say, Bekadosh Yisrael Bazmanim, right? That's the usual yontif ending for a bracha. In Rosh Hashanah, we don't say that. So, explains the Torah, what do we see? the whole nusach of Rosh Hashanah is off. Meaning the whole thing is weird. It doesn't follow any of the rules. The whole davening Rosh Hashanah doesn't follow any of the rules of davening the rest of the year. So they say, we see that all the brachas have different rules, and therefore, bekoshi hitiru, they write. Bekoshi hitiru, with difficulty they allowed, zachreinu l'chaim and other insertions in Rosh Hashanah. You have no choice. We need to ask for these things. Kaspeinu b'sefer l'chaim, l'manachel k'mchaim. So it's Rosh Hashanah. You know, it's serious stuff's going on. So we allow to bend the rules of the rules of brachos and shmoneh esrei for the sake of the day, for the Yom HaDin.
Those things are
no, they're not ma'akev. The first two last are not ma'akev. Only Hamelech HaMishpat and Hamelech HaKadosh are ma'akev. Those are insertions from the Gaonim. They're much later. They're after the Siddur already was starting to be put together. So the Netziv has a tshuv in the Meshiv of Davar Nechelech Alef and Simeon Gimel. And he says that we find times where Chazal permitted things shelo al pidin. They allowed us to do things that we're not supposed to do in order to be ma'orei rachamim, in order to serve a purpose. What's the example? We blow shofar before Musaf and Rosh Hashanah. Even though, what's the din? Shofar should be where? In Musaf and Rosh Hashanah. How do we allow that? What's the answer? Kedei la'arvev es hasatan. What does that mean? That's not a halachic principle. That's not yachid v'rab halacha karabim. It's not, Todr v'sheinu, Todr kodim. La'arev v'sasatan is like a special din for Rosh Hashanah. It's not a real law. So even though the din is that shofar should be in Musaf, so we blew shofar during Musaf, then the satan would be able to mix us up. And therefore, b'koshi hitiru, says the Netziv, that it shouldn't be allowed because we don't make additions to the first thing and last three brachos, but it was allowed because we t'yimei rachamim. So we see already from the poskim what? That we bend the rules when it comes to the davening of Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't follow the normal rules. The Beis Yosef writes in our Siman Tafkuf Pei Dalet, and he cites the Kolbo, who retells the famous story of Rabbi Akiva and the drought. There was a terrible drought. Rabbi Yosef went up to daven, and he davened to Hashem. Nobody answered. Nobody listened to him. And then Rabbi Akiva got up and said, Avinu Malkeinu, and the floods came opening from the skies. And they realized that this was an impassioned tefillah. This was a very special tefillah. When the people saw that Rabbi Akiva was answered with Avinu Malkeinu, they recited it, they started to say it during Aseres Yeshua. That's what the Gemara says. If that's the case, so perhaps the Gra can allow Avinu Malkeinu because of the need of Rachamim. A special dispensation would push aside for Avinu Malkeinu. That's how the Gra would explain Avinu Malkeinu. The rules are not followed, we make exceptions in order for the Rachamim of the Yemei HaDin. Does that mean, though, that the Gra would also allow personal bakashos? I'm not going to say that b'shem the Gra. I can't make such an argument, but you could see where such an argument would go. You can see where maybe he would, maybe he wouldn't. For sure, we can see why we'd allow Avinu Malkeinu. That's part of the Nusach. But because you want a raise this year, is that enough of a reason to allow it? Not clear according to the Gra. So, before we get to the poskim who discuss this, let's just make a chakira regarding what's the din on Rosh Hashanah. If a person is on trial and they feel the trial is about what their life is going to be like and we're being judged, what your parnas is going to be and what your shalom bayis is going to be and what your neighborhood's going to be like and how you're going to have health this year, well then, it makes sense that the person should ask for personal requests for the king. If Rosh Hashanah is a time to request what we want, then obviously we should be doing what in Rosh Hashanah? Making bakashos tzrachav. That's the right thing to do. But Rav Gedal Yeshur, Nior Gedal Yahu, in the first piece in Rosh Hashanah, he says that Rosh Hashanah is the day of the beginning of creation of man and the beginning of Malchus Hashem. That's what we're celebrating today. We're coordinating the king. As we say, Ein Melech below Am. On this day, Hashem judges who's loyal to the king and who's Marbe Kvod Shemayim. That's what Hashem is looking at, says Rav Gedal Yeshur. He wants to know who's in, who's out. Who's ready to be Mekabel Olam HaShemayim and be a loyal subject of Hashem, and who's not interested. And therefore, we have Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros to reaffirm our loyalty to the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, if that's the case, if you're being judged by the king for your emunah, for your loyalty, then does it make sense to ask for personal requests? The king calls the subjects in. He calls in people too often and says, I want to make sure you're loyal, you're going to serve me, things like that. And the guy's like, oh, by the way, I have a parking ticket. Excuse me, that's not what this meeting is about. This meeting is about something else, and you did not get the memo of what we're supposed to be talking about. So says Rav Gedal Yeshur, what are you making personal requests for? This is not what today is about. That's another time. There's 363 days of the year for other things. These 2 days are one thing being Mamach Hashem. It's not about personal requests. And therefore, though it would be not appropriate to ask for personal things at the time. It's not the point of Rosh Hashanah. That's not what the Kaddish, that's not what a Kaddish Baruch Hu called you here for. So that would be the Chakira. What did the Poskim say? Writes with Shlomo Zalman Arbach and Lichos Shlomo, Parak Aleph, by the Hilchos Moadim. He would tell his students, you can be Shoal Tzrachim Rosh Hashanah in Elokai Nitzor. Elokai Nitzor, you can ask whatever you want, that's fine. Don't mess with the rest of the Nusach, Elokai Nitzor. The altar of Kelm in the Kisvei Sabim Kelm Yom Noraim, page Kuf Yud Ches, writes, in the name of Yisrael Salanter, that whoever doesn't have an intense need to ask for personal needs on Rosh Hashanah, it shows he doesn't actually believe that it's the Yom HaDin. If you really thought it was the Yom HaDin, of course you'd have what to throw in. You'd want to say whatever you could to save yourself on that day. If you don't ask for personal requests as Yisrael Salanter, it shows you don't believe it's the Yom HaDin. The Orchas Rabbeinu Chelik Beis records, B'Shem the Chaznish, Shemutter levakesh Rosh Hashanah tefila kol habakashos apratios shekol yom hukva lebakashos. The whole day is about bakashos, says the Chaznish. It's 100% mutter. Rav Shechter also says one should, and it's appropriate to daven her personal request as well. He says that it's his practice as well. The Shloi writes that we see from Chana. Chana made personal requests. What day did Chana daven? What day did the episode of Chana daven take place? Rosh Hashanah, according to the Chazal. It took place in Rosh Hashanah. So that was a personal request on Rosh Hashanah, that she would have children. The Mate Ephraim writes that you can daven for a chola. He says clearly, V'nusach mishaberach l'chola hu kederach she'omer b'chol. On Rosh Hashanah, a regular mishaberach. V'ein tzarach lomer yom tov hu'mazach. You don't say, it's yantif, and therefore we can't cry. V'af imchal b'shabbos in tzarech lomer shabbos l'mazok. And even if Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, you shouldn't say Shabbos l'mazok. Kevin shayom yom din. Because this is the day of judgment. So what do we have here? We have Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, Rav Yaltzer of Kalb, Rav Sol Salanter, Rav Shechter of the Chazanish, the Mata Ephraim, all say that one should, and it's appropriate to make personal requests in Rosh Hashanah. However, in the above Halichos Shlomo, it says that Rosh Shlomo Zalman would still encourage the students to not add personal Bakadosh and Rosh Hashanah if possible. Instead, to use the regular Nusach HaTfilah. And Rav Chaim of Elazar in his Drasha was machmir that people shouldn't have personal requests in Rosh Hashanah. Supposedly, it's based on the Tikkuni Zohar. The Tikkuni Zohar writes in Tikkuna Shasisa, Hamavakshin b'nei Chai Mizone, those who ask in Rosh Hashanah for their personal things, Tzavchun Kekalva Hav Hav. It's like a dog that says, now, now, who wants food right now. Meaning, a person asks for personal needs is like a dog with the chutzpah to beg. That's what it's like. Again, like Rav Gedalia Shor said, it's not what we're here for. So in response to that point, there's a beautiful letter from Rav Reuven Katz. Reuven Katz, the Rosh Yeshiva in Petach Tikva, the Rebbe Rechaim Kanievsky. So this is printed in the Choveres Shari Tzion, Shana Yugeva. Listen to this letter that he wrote. Shamati mi pimori v'Rabbi Agona Tzadik Maran Rav Yitzhak Blazer. I heard from Yitzhak Blazer. Sha'amar b'shem Rabbeinu, heard from Rabbi Saul Salanter. Al nuschas tefilas yam no raim shekosu b'sidurim shetefilas v'chein tein pachtecha. You look at the nusach, lispal rak al golos hashchin, it's about Hashem, kvod shemayim, shezeh hayamatim b'yos lados v'sharim. He says, that was for the early generations. Aval lo achshav, not nowadays. Bizman sh'anu roim k'sha'adam, he says, what's going on nowadays? We can't focus. If I'm thinking about my parnasa, I can't really think about the shechina. It's hard for me to focus. If you had a court case this morning, you wouldn't be thinking about golos hashechina. The nature is you think about yourself. If we really believe this is the Yom HaDin of life and death, and the lives of us and our families are hanging in the balance, how could I only daven for Golos Hashchina? Don't I believe it's the Yom HaDin? The earlier generations, they knew that it was the Yom HaDin, and they still daven the regular Nusach. It was Mesiras Nefesh. What they said was, I'm going to push aside my personal needs and I'm going to daven for the Shechina. And that was a big schus for them. But now we have parnasa. We need a better parnasa, and we're going to stop worrying about the shechina. Im kein im nevakesh Rosh Hashanah b'yom kippur rak al galus hashechina. If we only daven for Rosh Hashanah, for a galus hashechina, for Hashem's presence, osi shein anu ma'aminim b'Rosh Hashanah yom kippur yom hadin l'chaimavus. It means we don't really believe it's the yom hadin. V'ma'aminim shu yom hadin alein levakesh rak al chaim parnasa. And if we believe that it's the yom hadin, we should ask certainly for life and parnasa. Inyan zehu klal gadol b'kochas nefesh. This is a big part of our nefesh, of our personality. L'kli l'ramos esatzmenu b'dvarim shesagvu l'mala me'asagaseinu v'hameivin yisponim b'davar zesh shalo yiseis yad l'ramos esatzmo rak l'asos hakol b'kavonu v'tzuri l'riyala. A person shouldn't trick himself. Don't make yourself firmer than you are. If you're not going to be able to focus on Yom Kippur because you're thinking about all the things you want and your family members who need all these different types of things, and you're going to trick yourself into thinking you're a level where you're not, and you're not going to be focused, and the whole Rosh Hashanah davening is going to be shtered, so then what are you doing? What are you accomplishing? Nevertheless, Rabbi Yitzchak Maltzin, who's the editor of the Siddur HaGra, in his Peir Siach Yitzchak says that davening Rosh Hashanah is about Kavod Hashchina. It's not about our sins, it's not about our needs. We shouldn't be like the barking dog that demands only its personal needs. And we should be broken over the galus hashchina and hope to return kvod shemayim to its former glory. And he says there's no nusach of personal bakashos, because that is not the point of the day. So we have here a machlokas haposkim. I would say it seems from most poskim that I saw that it's certainly a time for personal requests. Some poskim seem to say it's not the right thing to do. Certainly one who wants to, yesh al mi lismach. The Chazon Ish, Rav Shechter, Rav Sol Salanter, the Altar of Kelm, Rav Reuven Katz, you have a lot going on over there. The Matzah Ephraim, they all say that it's mutter, certainly yesh al mi lismach, and certainly, according to many of them, the right and the correct thing to do. What I do want to offer up, though, is a compromise. It's before Rosh Hashanah. So let's make a compromise between the two sides. And there is a school of thought that is in the middle, I think. Rav Alter Moshe Aaron Halevi, who was the Av Basin in Bendin, in Dumbrov, he was a chassid of Radamsk. He died before the Holocaust. He writes in his Ner Lameya, and he cites the above Tikkuni Zohar. That's like a dog, right? You daven for personal needs, you're like a dog. He explains that if a person davens for personal physical things, like Parnassa, so you can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and help others, then that tefillah is in line with the spirit of the day. That's the answer. This sentiment's actually hinted to by Reb Chaim of Lajon in his drasha for Slichos, that he says that we daven for parnasa so the burden can be alleviated, so we can focus on Torah and Hashem. That's what Reb Chaim of Lajon says. That, I think, is the right attitude. Make your personal request. Daven for the parnasa, daven for the help, daven for the shidduchim, daven for all the things that you want, but do it in a way that says, Hashem, if you give me these things, I'll have Yeshiva Das, I'll be able to serve you better, it'll bring Shalom to the world, it'll make things a better place. It will be Kvod Shemayim Hashem if I'm able to serve you and these burdens are lifted off of me. Rav Volbi writes in Ali Shor and Chelik Beis, in Tafcha 420, he writes B'Shem Yisrael Salanter that he would spend a lot of time on Kasveinu B'Sefer HaChayim Leman Elokim Chayim. That's the whole point. Hashem, give me life, give me parnasa, give me health, give me all the things I need. Hashem, if you allow me to do that, then I'll be able to serve you better. And therefore, everyone is happy. Personal requests with Kvod Hashchina and Galus Hashchina as well. And everyone comes to a good maskana. I'll just end with a beautiful, beautiful thought from Shlomo Fisher in the Beis Yishai in Siman Tes Zayin. And he explains that Klal Yisrael are often called Knesset Yisrael. What does that mean? Knesset Yisrael means the gathering of the Jewish people, a Knesia. It's the place of Hashras Hashchina in the world. Hashem rests Hashchina on the Jewish people. And when we daven for one another and the rest of Klal Yisrael, we're in fact davening for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Shlomo Fisher, do you want to also improve your davening Rosh Hashanah? Daven for your neighbor, daven for your friend, daven for your seatmate, daven for the person you know who's struggling. Because if you daven for them, you're also davening for the Shechina, because we are Knesset Yisrael. You daven for a parnasa, life, refuah, but not specifically for yourself. Daven for yourself, but also daven for other people. And we have a tefillah for all of Klal Yisrael. And if you daven only for yourself, then, says Rosh Hashanah Fisher, you're like a dog. A dog wants for himself. He wants his bowl, his food, only for himself. But if you daven for Klal Yisrael, that's the best kavanah possible. Because then in reality, it's a request for the tikkun hashchina and to make the world a better place. Okay? Good? If you daven for somebody else, they'll daven for you as well, 100%, for sure.